right, final segment with Schroyer. Did a great job laying out these races and what's unfolding. Mike Lindell with huge news coming up here in just a moment. Other key points you'd like to add on?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to become talking about on the War Room, and because here's what I'm seeing. There's the DeSantis-Trump debate that's obviously raging, and people are kind of picking sides right now. That's all right. I think mostly people are getting ahead of themselves, and it's a politically charged season. I think the real debate, and I think the real movement I'm seeing here that needs to be focused on is the removal of power from the Mick Republicans, McConnell, McCarthy, and McDaniel. They're ouster. It's time for them to go. You already have Republicans that just won re-elections calling for it. It's pretty much wide swept across the media, conservative media. They don't want this Republican leadership anymore. They're not happy with the results. They believe Republicans should have done much better. So that's a consensus right now in the Republican voter base, in the populist movement that is trying to take over the Republican Party from the establishment and the uniparty, that the Mick ouster needs to happen. McDaniel, McCarthy, and McConnell have got to go. And so we're going to see how that develops. But I think there's going to be enough of an initiative and a charge with this 118th Congress that you might actually see a position change in those positions. And good. The Republican Party has such great talent and such great potential coming up through it. It'd be ridiculous to keep these people around who don't energize the party or reach out to the young or the cities at all. So that's going to be a great thing that's going to come from this, no matter how the numbers shake out in Congress at the end of the day. Now, here's another big, maybe not big, kind of a side issue that I'm seeing, and that's the libertarian vote. In a lot of these races, Georgia might be your best example, but I think Pennsylvania, it was the same case. The libertarian vote was more than enough to, if you would give all the votes, it would always put the Republican ahead. But I don't even think they would need all the libertarian vote. I think they would really just need 90% of the libertarian vote. And I believe it would have put Oz ahead, and it definitely would have given Walker the majority, and he would have won the Senate. And so I understand, I'm not going to get into the libertarian bashing game here. I understand why libertarians exist. I understand why they have a disposition towards the Republican and the Democrat Party. And I understand that why you vote third party and why you keep a third party out there. But I think that libertarians are not being fully honest with themselves after the results of this election, because if you don't see how you have a real power here, because they say, oh, well, I don't want to vote for the two corrupt parties, or I don't want to vote for this person or that person or that. Well, how about I put it to you this way? Let me give the libertarians a pitch here, because I'm not a Republican. I'm an independent. But let me give the libertarians a push here of why they should be moving their votes to Republican. Do you want to vote for the Democrat that's going to take your gun, or do you want to vote for the Republican that's not? I mean, do I really have to say anything else? And here's the classy way to do it. And this is what happened in Arizona, Alex. And I don't know if it's going to be enough to put Masters ahead, but they still have their fingers crossed. The libertarian candidate in Arizona bowed out about a week or two before the election and endorsed Blake Masters. That's what the libertarians need to do at this point. Your vote can change a Senate seat in Pennsylvania. Your vote can change a Senate seat in Georgia. I understand you don't like the Republican Party. I get it. I get it. But if you don't see the power in what you can do now just by endorsing the candidate that's not going to take your guns, hopefully not raise your taxes, but I get it. Republicans do that too. But just on the issue of guns, I mean, isn't it easy enough? I mean, isn't that clear enough? Do you want to be disarmed or not? So that's another issue that I kind of see as a side hors d'oeuvre, Alex, that people are going to be talking about. But these are the big issues that I see that we're going to be covering on the War Room. I'm looking forward to hearing from Mike Lindell with these ridiculous numbers. It's the exact same playbook they ran in 2020.
Well, let's do this, Owen. I know you've got to get ready for your own show at 3 today, but Mike Lindell's giving us the whole hour. And I know you'll have some great questions and great analysis, so you get your big board ready in there. And then at the bottom of the hour, we'll have you pop in with some comments, analysis, and any questions for Mike Lindell. And then you'll be back at 3 p.m. Central with the War Room at Infowars.com/show. That sound good?
All right. We'll be right here.
All right. Great job, the crew. Great job, the listeners, keeping us on air. Folks have really come through. We're treading water here, but we're still in the fight, just like America is. We're not going to give up. All right. We'll be right back with Mike Lindell. Infowars.com. Infowarsstore.com. Big sale going right now with promo code 1776.
the tip of the spear throughout this entire process. The only thing that made any Republican victories tonight possible. The only thing that made any resistance to the war machine possible. The only thing that made any opposition to the lockdowns and the mask mandates and the school shutdowns and the forced vaccines and the dangerous drugs possible. It made any resistance to it possible was people continuing to support InfoWars, despite the massive lawfare being waged against InfoWars, despite the media defamatory libelous campaign against InfoWars, the ordinary people, the everyday people that buy products that make their own lives healthier, wealthier, and wiser is what keeps InfoWars on the air. And what that does is keep the populist message alive in an era and an age of totalitarian oppression. So continue to do it. Go to places like InfoWarsStore.com. Go to the places like Save InfoWars. Continue to keep InfoWars alive, because in the process, you're keeping American liberty alive.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, people think I'm like an octopus with eight arms, trying to fight the New World Order with everything I got. Watch up, Mike Lindell. I mean, even during the break, the guy is like directing five different people to do five different things. Just amazing. And he was dead on about election fraud, and now he's built the organization to expose it. And he's joining us for the full hour here. And I went and checked the data he put out. It's dead on. He was the first to put it out. And it's just been on top of his amazing team. We have things like Fetterman with these crime spikes Mike Lindell has coined here with these crime spikes. We have all of this happening, and then we have votes being taken away from Fetterman because they obviously added too many to it. But I want to say something before we play a short compilation of some of the highlights of their election coverage, and we go right to the great guy himself, Mike Lindell, there on screen. We're in a fight against the New World Order, and so you need to go to MyPillow.com and get some of the best sheets and pillows and slippers and shoes and dog beds and human beds and just hundreds of amazing made in American products that fund our operation and his. You want fighters? We're fighters. We need funding. He needs funding. Plus, they're great products that are way higher quality you'll find at stores for four or five times the prices. So stick with those that have been fighting hard. Everybody do your Christmas shopping early at MyPillow.com with promo code Alex so we get some of the support. A total win-win, because every time I get Mike on, he just adds a plug at the end. I thought it was up front important to point out the biggest bed and sheet sale ever, as low as $29.95 for that giant set. MyPillow sheets as low as $49.95. It goes on and on. Overstock sale, 6-piece MyPillow towel set, $39.98. My goodness, at the store, towels look $30 a piece. MyPillow sandals, $19.98. MyPillows as low as $19.88. MyPillow beds, massive discounts, up to 50% off on that. Towel sale, MyPillow plush blanket, as low as $19.98. Roll and go anywhere, MyPillows, $14.98. Beach blankets and beach towels, save 30%. It goes on and on and on. Women's sleepwear, longwear, hundreds and hundreds of products made in America, funding the Second American Revolution. MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, promo code Alex at checkout and get a massive additional discounts. It's all over the place. He's got a bunch of other amazing sites. He'll tell you all about it before he leaves us in like 50 minutes, but I wanted to play a compilation. He was asking me before he went live, right during the break, he said, did you see our coverage? I said, well, of course, I was watching, and everybody is. You've done the best job. You've nailed it. And he said, did you see my crime spikes and lifetime crime? I said, of course. I've got a compilation of some of the best of it. We'll air a few minutes of it and go to the man, Mike Lindell. Here it is.
Note we have here, we have the votes going up. I'm putting my cursor over it. Votes going, you know, staying the same. And then we go from 326,000 votes down to 288,000 votes. So where'd they go? They're gone.
You can't go in reverse, everybody. These are the order. These votes are coming in through the Edison Report, which is one of the biggest monopolies in this country. Every single vote goes through New Jersey, and then it comes out to us.
I switched over while you were talking to the governor race in Pennsylvania, and you'll see it happened there, too.
So we have a 63,000, we have a 90,000 crime spike, another 90,000 crime spike, a 63,000 crime spike. And then they go, uh-oh, the whole world's going to know that Mastriano's getting, you know, we're cheating by too much. So what do they do, everybody? Right there, point to the cursor. They took away 90,000 votes from the Democrat.
Yeah, if you look, it took the vote total back to where it had been way back here.
These are real-time crime spikes, machine manipulation. Look at that. You see that Democrat going, yeah, ding, up 150,000 votes because Herschel was taking the lead. So they just dumped a bunch of votes by computer in there. Everybody can understand that. That's something everybody can enjoy, real-time crime. Yeah. It's right there in front of you.
That's 100,000 votes that comes out of nowhere. That's just not real.
If you took that real spike out, that crime spike, Herschel would be up by 150,000 votes.
Yeah, it looks like about 100,000 vote spike there, if I'm reading that correctly, out of nowhere. Yes, that one. For Gretchen Whitmer, that has all the indications of a vote dump, of likely counterfeit ballots. Both of these look really, really strange, but in particular,
this one.
Yeah, that one.
Because there was almost hardly any increase in the other.
Yeah, that's 22:23, so that's 10:23 p.m. Eastern time, if I'm reading that correctly.
Correct.
And so that is almost beyond belief.
Wow, look at this, everybody.
That's 1 million votes up and 1 million votes down. You know, 1 million votes here and 1 million votes there, and eventually it adds up to real, you know, real election.
Can you explain this one?
Well, I can't really explain it.
There is no explanation.
There is no explanation, but you see that you had an update at Eastern Time, 10:42, of about 1 million votes for Duckworth, and pretty much none for the other person. And then you see, it wasn't like it was something that came right back. It's like we kept on having a little more updates, and then suddenly there goes the 1 million votes back down again.
That 1 million-person spike there.
All right, we're going to have more of these highlights in the hour, but I got to get to the man himself, Mike Lindell. Wow, incredible time to be alive. We only got 4 minutes to break. We'll come back, you'll have the floor, but just a snapshot, because you're the guy, you know, literally at the heart of the fight against these people. What is really going on, Mike Lindell?
Well, what they're doing is the same thing that they did in the 2020 election and in the primaries, by the way. What they do is they pull. That's why we told everybody to vote same day and don't vote early or with the mail and all this stuff. They're just pulling names. The computer just pulls names, and you get these injections of votes. So they, let's use the Oz race. With Fetterman, they did 590,000 vote injections. So as soon as it gets close, boom, boom. Now, once it's the day of votes, like we're seeing down in Arizona right now, all these day of votes come in, and those votes aren't as corrupted or might not be at all. But this is what's happening, and we have to get rid of the machines. And this time, though, the miracle, everybody, I want to tell everyone the miracle is that when I woke up on election day, I'm hearing from 32 states. Remember, I have people in 50 states, Alex, and all 50 states, we have a massive amount of people on the ground. And it was reported in 32 of the states, machine malfunctioning, just like Arizona, which made national news and international news, that they weren't even accepting ballots. People were getting there. They're going, oh, you've already voted. You pull out your little mail-in ballots. And no, I haven't. They called their sheriff's departments. So right away, the awareness that was made around the world about these machines was like a divine intervention. That was a gift from God. And then now we're seeing what goes on inside the machines. And we overrun the algorithms, I believe, so far in at least 9 races. But obviously, we have all the evidence now of all the ones they stole. They decimated Colorado, Michigan, Pennsylvania. They just took it all. They weren't even shy about it this time around.
what's incredible is even Tucker Carlson, that hasn't really looked at the fraud, now he agrees with you and says they clearly stole it. So congratulations. Yeah. Nobody deserves more credit than you and your supporters and our supporters, because, Mike, you've been through hell, and you're a winner. You don't complain about it. But, buddy, you've been raided by the FBI. You've been attacked. You've been deplatformed. You have been savaged, but you seem stronger for it.
Yeah, well, you know, it's my faith in God. And I'll tell you, Alex, we don't want to be Venezuela. And we got a perfect example right before this election of what they did to Brazil. 5.1 million votes were stolen from that great president, Bolsonaro. And you've seen all the millions of people out there going, this can't be, this can't be. But you know what? The mainstream media didn't even cover that. So you are right. I'm so happy right now that Tucker and other news outlets actually started covering this. If they start covering the real-time crime and start covering these things, we're gonna get there a lot faster to this beautiful place we're going than we could ever think that we'd get there that fast.
All right, Mike Lindell, truly the man in the arena. I'm gonna come back and give you the floor to get into everything, because you are, again, absolutely on target.
I must tell you, I believe that Alberta Health Services is the source of a lot of the problems that we've had. They signed some kind of a partnership with the World Economic Forum right in the middle of the pandemic. We've got to address that. Why in the world do we have anything to do with the World Economic Forum? That's got to end.
It's a young generation, like Prime Minister Trudeau, half of this cabinet, are actually young Nobel leaders of the world. So that we penetrate the cabinets.
The change is not just happening. The change can be shaped by us.
We have to prepare for a more angry world. How to prepare? To take the necessary action to create a fairer world. I see the need for a great reset.
So people assume we are just going back to the good old world which we had, and everything will be normal again. This is, fiction. It will not happen.
There is only one way this pandemic is going to go. It's going to get worse and worse and worse.
It's always been said that America could not fall from without. It can only fall from within. And it's very important to understand that the CCP's elite capture of the universities, the Democratic Party, most of the major corporations, they're buying up the land, is an alliance with the European Union, with the private central banks, with the WEF and Hollywood. And then it is the elites within all these different power structures that meet at the World Economic Forum and at other globalist confabs to combine their power for total elite capture. And that's why this clip of one of the up-and-coming big leaders in Canada is so important. Alberta Premier Danielle Smith, in speech after speech, has pointed out that the shots are dangerous. They shouldn't have forced them on people. They should bring back government workers that were fired for not taking it. The big pharma should be investigated. And that the World Economic Forum is openly bragging with a bunch of billionaires how they've taken over major governments of the world. She's calling out the main organization that organizes the different factions of elite capture groups into one unified front against humanity. And as I've hammered and hammered and hammered, as we begin to identify these groups and organizations, it's the beginning of the end of their new world order, because they can't get away with the shadow government corporate system if we the people are aware.
Yes, I find it distasteful when billionaires brag about how much control they have over political leaders, as the head of that organization has. And I think that that is offensive. The people who should be directing government are the people who vote for them. And the people who vote for me and for my colleagues are people who live in Alberta and who are affected by our decisions. And so, quite frankly, until that organization stops bragging about how much control they have over political leaders, I have no interest in being involved with them. My focus is here in Alberta, solving problems for Albertans with the mandate from Albertans.
History is truly at a turning point. We do not yet know the full extent and the systemic and structural changes which will happen. However, we do know that global energy systems, food systems, and supply chains will be deeply affected.
Oh, no, I don't even know what this is. How did you get here? I just caught you, American. You visited Bandai Video. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and others angry at you. Do what CNN says and do not visit Bandai Video or I have to hurt you.
Kung Flu.
It comes from China.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I think what Mike Lindell said earlier in the last segment of the Alex Jones show is so central. If we hadn't had all the poll watchers, if we hadn't had the massive resistance exposing the fraud, it would have been far worse and we wouldn't even have a shot at the House or the Senate. But we're on the march. The vote stealers and their crime spikes are on the run. And so, Mike, you are the encyclopedia on this. I'm going to try for the rest of the hour to give you the floor to just go through what happened, what's happening currently, what you see coming next, and how we're going to peacefully expose this.
Well, we have breaking news. Just on break here, I got a text from our lawyers. I don't know if everybody knew out there, but there was a company CEO called Koenig out of Michigan that got charged with probably the biggest LARTA data breach in United States history, which was during in our elections. And this is out of China, everybody, which I've been saying all along that the CCP combined with the Uniparty, the globalists, and the deep state, this is the attack. This is who's attacking our country. The Democrat Party just loves to join on in. Now, let me tell you, they just dropped the charges against Koenig. They're against this CEO. It's disgusting. Now you think that China isn't involved in our government? It's absolutely disgusting what they just happened. And it says that their office, they took out a press release saying they didn't rely on True to Vote's data, that they did their own investigation. Lie. Remember, they put the True to Vote, Catherine and Greg, in jail. They put them in jail for almost a week? This is what's
and that's been, important to add. You're getting SWAT team. People are being thrown in jail as you're exposing this and being vindicated. That's what people need to be praying for you and everybody that's supporting what you're doing, including InfoWars, because, folks, you want us to fight. We're doing it. Continue.
Yeah. You guys are awesome, everybody, with your support. So this is what we're up against. But I will tell you, some other lawsuits. There's over 45 lawsuits going on in this country right now that we're fighting for in every state, and we're adding to it today. We have one in Arizona. I'll give you Arizona here. We just appealed to deny. They denied Cochise County in Arizona. They told him they couldn't hand count the election. What? Why? Why would you come in there and say and get a ruling from a corrupt judge or something? I don't know. He ruled that you can't do a hand count. Well, we appealed that to the Arizona Supreme Court. We'll see what comes of that. Over in Wisconsin, let's move over to Wisconsin. There, you won't even believe this one. This is the complaint that's filed against the WEC. This is the Crooked Wisconsin Election Commission, okay? The Crooked Wisconsin Election Commission. And there's been two-way communication between tabulators that goes out to an unofficial address. It's called wisnet.net. It goes to this foundation called WISCnet, W-I-S-N, or W-I-S-C-net.net. And all of our stuff, all the Wisconsin elections and our stuff across the country is going to these guys. Then it goes out from there all over the place. So we put a complaint in there, a lawsuit in there, get to the bottom of it. And I just want everybody to know there's hope everywhere. And now that we're going to get the House, I believe we'll get the House and the Senate. I believe right now, you got the stuff going on, which I can tell you about in a minute, an update on that. But to slow the destruction of our country. But in the meantime, the big smoking gun is getting rid of these electronic computers and voting machines. We have to get down to elections, not selections. There's just so much hope out there. But I know if you're in Michigan or you woke up, you're in Michigan, Colorado, Pennsylvania. So many of them have lost hope now, Alex, because they were just decimated by the stolen election, by these elections that were stolen. But let me tell you, I'll give an example. Our cyber guys were watching. Do you know in Pennsylvania and with Georgia, the same attacks, the same some of the same IP addresses that did this in 2020 and in a couple of the primaries came from the same place. So we're getting deeper and deeper into that. There's just so much hope in this country right now. I'm happy. I want to say this to everybody, too. Everyone goes, well, Mike, we didn't get the red wave we wanted. You guys, that's a miracle we didn't get that. We are so blessed that we didn't get that, and here's why. If we'd have got this big red wave, if I'd have been there, Marcus, I'd have said, don't do anything stupid with the machines. Let's let this go, and we can take the country later. They're on to us. If it had been a big red wave, do you know what they would have said to people like me? They would have said, Mike, it's okay to have all these mail-in ballots from the China virus and all this garbage, 2 months of early voting like my home state of Minnesota. Mike, it's all okay. The machines, look at the Republicans won. This isn't about that, everybody. The Uniparty was there, the CCP. This is what was taking our country. Over 50 countries have been taken by the machines. There's my own governor's race. Look at this. This is he lives in my hometown, Scott Jensen. He right out of the gate, they just dumped it on Waltz. They gave him 250,000 votes, extra votes. Here you go, Waltz. And look at that, all the way up. I mean, it's disgusting. They stole it, you know. And this went on across our country. This is machine manipulation, everybody, and computers. We cannot have computers. We're the apex in history. We get one chance to for our freedoms to be back and to save our country. I want to tell, and look at this. Look at here in Michigan. This is when I went to bed on election night, 2 a.m. This happened at 12:58, might have been a little after 1 o'clock in the morning. The traditional Michigan dump. Look what they gave to Nessel. They gave Nessel, I think it was 200,000 or more than that, votes, and just took Matt DiPerno's dream and everyone's dream, boom, gone. That's the Attorney General of Michigan, everybody. They stole it in real time.
Mike, the graph says it gave them 300,000 plus votes. 300,000 wow. plus votes instantly.
Instantly. You guys, this came down. And let me tell you, I'm going to tell you how similar it was to the 2020 election in Michigan. When they stopped everything, and by the way, isn't it weird that they stopped everything in 2020, all the states at the same time? You think there's not some communication there? Shut her down. We got a problem. Donald Trump's going to win all these states anyway because he's overrunning the algorithms. Well, let me tell you, in Michigan, when 106,000 votes came down for Biden the night at 2 a.m. in Michigan and 3,000 for Donald Trump, and everyone said to us, the big lie was, well, you know, those darn inner city, those darn votes from, you know, the Democrats all voted, you know, for the, those mail-in votes, those darn mail-in votes. Well, let me tell you, if Fox News or any other news outlet that we had at that time had grown to trust, if they'd have got on there and said, hey, everybody, the mail-in votes in Michigan were counted on the morning of the 3rd, not in the middle of the night on the 4th. Everyone has said, well, then where'd they come from? I'll tell you where they came from. A big white van that pulled in and three fobs and a download of 106,000 votes for Biden. So this went on again. Everyone needs to understand the same inputs are going to give you the same output. We were getting boiled like frogs for 2 decades. The Democrats even warned against these machines. But now that they're on the right or the side of a fixed game, they don't care. There it is in Michigan. It brings back memories. All the memories. There they come. Here, let's drop 106,000 votes for Biden in the middle of the night. Which brings up another point. Remember,
Mike Lindell, stay there. You'll have the floor. You're on fire. When we come back on the other side of this break, we'll continue to run the entire field here. We're in a fight for America's life and the world's life, and a fight for our children, literally, against these satanic forces. I want that to sink in for people and really just understand that history's happening now. You can't wait till later. You've got to be vocal. You've got to pray. You've got to be involved. You've got to be engaged. And you've got to fund this operation. And I guess God loves to keep me hungry, but man, he keeps me right in the red and right in the black. We are right there in the edge of the black. I want to expand, not just stay on air, and I don't want to contract and implode. So please, get great products you already need at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't battle the crowds. Don't burn all that gas. Don't run around trying to buy a bunch of stupid Chinese-made communist products that break before you get them out of the box. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get products that empower your immune system and your stamina and your focus and your clarity. These are all top of the line, very best there are. Biggest sale of the year runs in November, and it'll run similar sales through December, but a lot of the products are going to be sold out. So Black Friday comes early. Biggest sale yet. It'll be the biggest sale of the year. It is the biggest sale of the year. Up to 60% off with promo code 1776 at checkout. Double Patriot points. You need the vitamin C and zinc. 1,100% organic vitamin C with high-quality zinc. Penrose hips. That's what Linus Pauling, the Nobel Prize winner, recommended for just supercharging everything. It's the classic Linus Pauling prescription. You've got the InfoWars Life Vitamin D3, highest quality D3 with the calcium for better upload. That is the gold standard for your immune system. An organic multivitamin that is so amazing. Back in stock. X3, all of it. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus. Oh, man. Makes your telomeres last longer. Cleans out your cells. Everybody going into this winter needs to fortify their immune systems. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get great products and know you are changing history. Don't wait. Take the action now. Fight back. Protect yourself. Be healthier and fund the InfoWar. We're almost out of the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coins, the final coin for a long time. It's the fourth coin. We're giving everybody founding member status that gets it as well. A lot of special deals and stuff that come with that. At 1776coin.com or patriotcollectibles.com, use promo code 1776 and get 25% off on the coin and more. 1776coin.com, 1776coin.com, promo code 1776 on checkout as well.
I'm Dr. Peter McCullough, and it's an absolute pleasure to introduce to you The Wellness Company, an alternative healthcare system for this COVID and post-COVID world where trust has been lost in doctors and healthcare systems. This new online virtual platform is nationwide, providing uncensored content, virtual appointments, laboratory testing, diagnostics, prescriptions, treatment packages specifically for COVID, post-COVID, vaccine injury syndromes, and all the usual things that are seen in primary care. And then we have an entire array of holistic products, an online store, media, and health advice. Come see The Wellness Company and go to onlinehealthnow.com as a conduit to The Wellness Company.
That's how you support freedom and its products that you need. I had them. I had the Super Vitality and Brain Force, and man, I got to get me some more of that, because there's a big difference when you have it and when you don't have it. Natural supplements that you all need. Get your t-shirts, and I think they still may have some videos left, but whatever it is that's on there, you got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and support freedom. Support freedom, people, all right?
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty, it's Alex Jones.
Our jobs have been shipped overseas. We've been deindustrialized. They've cut our power supplies off to bankrupt us and get us under control. They're trying to pay Americans not to work. And if you read different documents that came out from the Clinton Library, National Library, a few years ago, when World Net Daily sued and got the documents, when they first got into office in 93, they were obsessed with killing the U.S. economy to control Americans and to kill any populist or conservative media that could create its own ecosystem. That's why InfoWars is so precious. And Mike Lindell is just a great entrepreneur and a made-in-America patriot that saw problems and literally just saw the history that was taking place and stood up for everybody. That's why it's so critical to understand to fight a war takes money. So if you just donated to myself or Mike Lindell and we're fighting hard, that's a good thing. But with Mike, you get the great products made in America. It's employees in America, and then he's a fearless fighter, and he's a sponsor of InfoWars, a win-win. So go to MyPillow.com. He's not even asked me to do this, but I'm going to do it because we need to sell these great products, and we need the funds, and you need them. These are high-quality products, hundreds and hundreds of them, made in America, and then Mike puts almost all the money towards the fight against the tyrants, so do we. So go to MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. There is a huge sale going, biggest bed sheet sale ever, $29.95. Biggest sheet sale, as low as $49.98. We've got My Slippers, $49.98. We've got six-piece MyPillow towel set, $39.98. MyPillow sandals, $19.98. It goes on and on. Human beds, dog beds, all your beach gear. Just so many great products. Go there, peruse it. Use promo code Alex at checkout. And then that doesn't just support the great work of Mike Lindell and his team and Frank's speech, but what we're doing as well. MyPillow blankets, again, massively discounted, 50% off. Giza cotton pullovers, $9.95. Giza cotton pillowcases, 50% off. MyPillow dog beds. It goes on and on and on. Couch pillows, 50% off with promo code Alex at MyPillow.com. It takes money to win a war. It's a win-win. Great products made in America that fund the tip of the spear for InfoWars and Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com. Mike, continue with the huge news. You've got so much to cover. The current races, what you think is coming next. As you said, we've been in the boiling water for 20, 30 years. This all seems horrible, but really, this is our awakening. This is our victory, and it's got the deep state very, very scared. Mike Lindell, continue.
Absolutely. First, I want to do a correction, Alex, there. A lot of the stuff on MyPillow you can't make here in the U.S., like my Giza Dream Sheets, they don't have any weavers or spinners left. But I will say that if you go to mystore.com, you can also use the promo code Alex, and that's all 100% made in the USA. Great entrepreneurs, the My Coffee's there, and all this. You can use your promo code today, Alex, there for all these great entrepreneurs. We need to help them this time of year, too, because they've been getting the canceled, attacked. I mean, this is everybody, and there it is right there, My Store. You can use that promo code today. There's the you'll have the coffee, we have flags, we have everything there. It's absolutely amazing. And
you've got books, you've got films, you've got survival gear, you've got just everything at mystore.com, and you're saying that's all made in America. A lot of it at MyPillow is. I know the Giza sheets are grown there and sewn there, but a lot of it's put together here. The point is, you're a major employer of the American people, and you're battling the globalists at point-blank range. Mystore.com, promo code Alex. Getting back to the election.
Yep, absolutely. And I'm going to tell everybody, I'm going to give everybody a little hope here, too. I was down in Florida, and when I was there for the hurricanes, we were giving out pillows and blankets, my pillows, and we went into this Hispanic community. They had lost everything. They're piled up, all their physical stuff piled up like cordwood, and it's gone. And we had a lot of them, we had to have an interpreter. And you know what they were saying? Almost unanimously, all of them were saying, Mike, is there the stuff going on in this country? Is there hope? Is there hope? They were worried about our future, Alex, their freedoms that they have here. They had just lost everything physical, but they know they're not going to get those physical things back. If we lose all our freedoms, it's over. And that's what we've been fighting for. And that's what we are winning, everybody. And I want to tell everybody, just to give a couple of updates here, you got going down in Arizona right now. Everyone says, are we going to get the Senate? I believe we are. We've got Carrie Lake, Blake, and Mark Fincham. They're counting the same-day votes now. Carrie Lake's only down by 13,000. She was down by 250,000 when they were doing the cheating ones, that all the mail-in and other early voting, and they're overtaking the algorithms. Everybody, they have overtaking the algorithms. All three of them, I believe, and when Carrie for sure, 100%.
By the way, that's key. For folks who don't know what overpowering the algorithm means is, a giant red wave, they can't stop it completely. Explain what overpowering or overtaking the algorithm means.
Right. So the when you have the computers, when you're using computers and you set them to steal. So let's say, just like our great president, real President Donald Trump in 2020, they had these set. You have to have a base to begin with. You have to, kind of do a prediction of what you think it will be, of how many votes will come in on the day of. And now you're taking, you can't make it look so obvious. You can't make it look obvious. Otherwise, everyone will go, hey, there's a problem here. But when they do that, and so they can only steal so much from a Carrie Lake, like down there in Arizona. And I'll give you a perfect example where the primaries were Carrie Lake. We told everybody to vote day of. Carrie Lake, remember, she was down by 10%, 11 o'clock at night. Then they started counting the day of votes in the primary. Remember, this was months ago. And she caught up and she was only down by 12, or up, then she was up by 12,000 votes. So what did Maricopa County do? They put the, they stopped the machine, stopped the counting, put the covers over the windows, put the fence up again. And we waited 3 days until they find there's nothing they could do because there was 90,000 votes left. And the same day was coming in 75 Kerry, 25 the opponent. So they had to give it to Kerry. It's identical to what's going on right now. There's about 400,000 votes left. And Kerry Lake's only down by 13. All the votes coming in for Blake, Mark, and Kerry are coming in at an 80%, 80-20 clip. So they're all going to, I believe they're all going to win. Kerry's going to win for sure. And this is going on in other races, too. In Nevada, Jim Marchant, the other senator that's there that's running for Senate, I can't think of the name right now. I got a mind block. But he's going to probably win. That gives us the Senate, control of the Senate. And if it does, if just one of them win, if just Blake comes in, then we got to go to Herschel Walker for that runoff, that, which Herschel won going away, but they stole it, made it a runoff. And then also Lauren Boebert in Colorado, she's only down by 30 votes now. And so what I mean, everybody, these are the real votes coming in, the day of votes. So they overtook, they beat the machine steal, so to speak, whatever they set, okay? It's pretty hard for them to do dumps, you know? And, we got to pray that Lauren, because she would be the bright spot of Colorado. They took everything in Colorado, everybody. They stole it all.
Yeah, that just means she had such a landslide, she beat the algorithm if she wins. In fact, I've been watching it today. Exactly right. She's been in the lead off and on. So this is like a buy-a-nose horse race right now.
Right. It's kind of like, and by the way, I'm going to tell everybody this too. Realize the candidates, the ones that they do, that they have taken, there's a lot of, most of them out there aren't going to concede. We're going to go, they have more rights, you think, than to do audits, that, and they won't be able to kick them out for standing. So I believe what's going to happen, Alex, we're going to get the House and Senate, I believe, control, and that'll slow the destruction. And we're going to get this country back by the judges, everybody. We've got so many sheriffs out there, they're going to be bringing this, all the evidence of what happened in this election to the judges and cases and court cases. Remember, no judge in the United States has looked at any evidence from 2020, or for that matter, any of these elections, even in the primaries, because they kicked the can on something called standing. It's just an easy way for a judge to say, I don't want to see that. Well, we've got to pray for our judges. If you know a judge out there, and your family or your friend is a judge, just encourage him. Say, just have courage to be the judge that God put you here to be. Be a judge.
Here's an example. It's like the district attorney, Frank Garrison, exposed the whole Kennedy thing because one district attorney did the right thing. That's why Soros has been trying to buy him off. When we come back, what's coming next, other big developments, your deep research from 2 years ago.
We had great patriots around this state show up today. It was so amazing. They showed up at the polls early this morning, only to be told the election equipment didn't work. 2 minutes into voting, we had people being told, well, you're going to have to put your little ballot over here into another box. Guys, the fake media back there tried to tell us we were wrong for asking questions about our elections. Guess what? We are going to win this. We are going to win this. How many of you remember a couple months ago, August 2nd, the primary election? Wasn't that long ago, we came out and they said, oh, wow, they're 10 points down. The fake news was asking us to concede. And we kept climbing. We turned 15 points around and we won by 5 points. I just want you to know it's early. It's very early, and if we have to take this fight through, we will. If it takes hours or days, we will. But the great news is every single drop of election ballots that have come in the last three drops have shown us up 85%, 87%, 81%. I just want the propagandists back there to know, don't embarrass yourselves. Don't embarrass yourselves. Don't do it again. You've done it too many times. But what I want you to know is that the same movement we had last night at that rally in Prescott, the same movement we had at that rally in Scottsdale, the same movement we had at the rallies we've had before with record people is the same movement we have right this second. Nothing has changed.
That's right. We're building the movements of victory. All right, final segment with Mike Lindell, ladies and gentlemen. Owen Shore is about to pop in from our war room with some questions and some analysis with Mike Lindell, who is always on fire, but is on fire right now. And I know you're covering what currently happened and all this huge news coming out. I want to hit more of that and where the investigation goes from here. But let's go back to January 9th, 2019, when you got the data, you got the proof. You said it's coming out of China. Now there's been indictments over exactly what you were talking about. You've been completely vindicated. Mike Lindell, please continue.
Now, that was January 9th, 2021. Remember, and I tried to get that information. It came from a guy named Dennis Montgomery. He worked with the CIA. He developed this thing called Hammer Scorecard. And by the way, you can go to DennisMontgomery.com. We got it all up there right now. But this was a gag order. There was a gag order on these 32 terabytes of information. That's like a movie of the whole 2020 election. Well, we couldn't put the information out there. We had the cyber symposium. We were suppressed there. They said, don't put this out. You cannot. Well, we brought this to Nevada. I did about 2 months ago, 3 months ago, to lift the gag order, everybody. The government came in and said, yeah, you can go ahead and report that. Well, we didn't trust the government, so we subpoenaed Dennis to be able, so he can also put his order in there to lift the gag order or his declaration. And then my lawyer said, Mike, let's wait before we put it out. But we just subpoenaed Brennan, Clapper, Negroponte, James Baker, ex-FBI, all these people we subpoenaed. So there's going to be some great news coming soon, and it's going to expose everything. Yeah, okay, so with that being said, with the exposure, once that's lifted, now this should get rid of all the lawfare. It'll get rid of the lawfare. It'll get rid of this. Remember, lawfare has not been used in our country since 1798. It's horrible what they did. And who started that? Smartmatic did. When Smartmatic sued Fox News on February 4th of 2021, our voices got silent because Fox wouldn't talk. Nobody will have anybody on to talk about the election crime, including 2,000 meals. And that wasn't even machines. So you got your Newsmaxes of the world, your Foxes of the world. Well, no, they can't talk about election crime or machines or anything like that. It's disgusting. And then so they are either afraid of being sued. Well, once you sue Fox News, everybody was afraid, right? And which that's a whole nother story about Fox News. But anyway, so this lawfare now, when all these lawsuits, remember, these machine companies, and one of them rhymes with the word Dominion, they've sued over 200 people or sent them threatening letters. A lot of these citizens had to go get home security systems. These were like mafia letters sent to them. Well, these citizens, nobody hears about in Michigan, like these citizens did a class action lawsuit against Dominion with Alan Dershowitz, one of the lawyers, and going, hey, this is wrong. You can't do this. We did nothing wrong. Nobody's done anything wrong. We're speaking out against something that everybody's seen and knows. And so
what's happening, Mike Lindell? Because even last week before the election, Politico and a bunch of others wrote articles admitting machines are hackable and are being hacked and saying everything you said, everything I've been reporting for 28 years. I mean, so.
Oh, yeah, we're totally vindicated. You guys, I was down at a Senate hearing down in Louisiana a couple months ago, and all the machine companies were there. Well, here's ES&S. They're one of the biggest ones in the country, if not the biggest, out of Omaha, Nebraska. One of their owners was there, and he comes up and he goes, the the great Secretary of State, Kyle Ardoin, asked him straight out. He said, are your machines hackable and vulnerable? And he, at least he didn't lie. He said, yes, they are, but all machines are. All voting machines are, end quote. And then with these guys, they tried to paint themselves that they're not Dominion and Smartmatic. We're the hometown boys from Omaha, Nebraska, but our parts are made in China. Our software, it's all the same software. It's all corruption. And then, Alex, you'll like this. So they let me talk for 24 minutes. And the one gal up there at the committee, she says, Mr. Lindell, in our state here, we'd rather not use paper to save the trees and stuff. I said, well, ma'am, we're going to recycle too. We're going to take these machines, melt them down, and turn them into prison bars. End quote.
I love it. I want to bring Owen Schroyer in here and hit a bunch of other key points you've got. We're very blessed to have you for the full hour. Owen Schroyer has been our election expert here, been following your work, and he's got a few questions and comments. Owen Schroyer on the air with Mike Lindell.
Yeah, Mike, you're doing such great work monitoring all of these races and all the trends going on across the country. It's really an amazing team you've assembled. But I'm curious, what are you noticing in these inner cities like Philadelphia, Chicago, New York, and San Francisco, where Democrats are getting 70, 80, sometimes 90% of the vote? What do you think the story there is? I mean, are Democrats really that popular in the cities they destroyed? Or is your team noticing maybe some shenanigans that are getting these huge numbers for Democrats that end up in Senate races overwhelming the state's desires?
Right. Well, all you have to do, just look at Florida. Like I said earlier in the show, Florida, they put in stuff there to at least slow the steel to a crawl. And you just had a governor there, win Dade County, which hadn't been won in decades, I guess. So if you look at that's what it really would be like without machine manipulation or somewhat, because remember, they still have machines, but they put things in place where they couldn't pull names. So when you talk what you're saying there, no, they're just blatantly because, oh, it's inner city. The propaganda to the people is, oh, they're all going to vote Democrat. No, I was out in California for a week about 2 months ago, and you can all look it up, Mike Lindell, California. And I was in a town. They were all very Democrat and liberal, and the average age was probably 30. But they all came up to me. All of them were friendly, and they were concerned. Their gas was $7.30. They weren't going to vote Democrat anymore.
By the way, Mike, that's what I've seen where I live with liberals that are awake now. That's what the CNN exit polls predicted, a mass Republican victory, because 70%+ of Democrats said, we blame Biden, we're going to vote Republican. But the exit polls now are completely wrong, though historically they've always been extremely accurate. So I think it's clear. Big city, deep blue, Democrat cities, Chicago's famous for it on record, you know, stealing it, you know, back then in the 60s, they are engaged in massive fraud there. And I think they're just overdoing it in those areas to get up the overall averages for the rest of the state in these statewide and congressional and presidential elections. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. It's been ever the public. Remember, when they use these computers and stuff, they don't want to make a deviation seem too out of hand. Well, if you got the public convinced that everybody loves the inner city, they're all going to vote Democrat, that's a big lie. That is the big lie. Remember, in the 2020 election, the most votes sold against Donald Trump was California, minimum 1.5 million. Second most in the country was Texas at 1 million, and third was Florida at 950,000. So what they did, and you say, well, why would they take from a Republican state like Alabama or Ohio? Well, here's why. I'll give everybody an example. Let's say I told you that in my home state of Minnesota that Donald Trump won 2 million to Biden's 100,000. Everyone would say, that's a computer error. There's something wrong. So you have to make it look, you have to boil the whole ocean, so to speak. So you can look at those inner cities and say, we can take more there because people will believe it's all Democrat. Or you can go to Republican area and say, it's so overwhelming, 80% is going to be Republican, that you go, hey, we can take 10% off the top there. It's like skimming. If you had a massive casino or something, you're skimming off the top.
Perfectly said. You don't skim in just one place. Perfectly said. Owen, another question?
Well, Mike, we were all concerned in Nevada that it was going to be Clark County, that's Las Vegas, where the Democrats were going to be up to shenanigans and tricks, and maybe that's how they were going to try to pull off an election victory in the Senate. But we've been watching Clark County, and it really hasn't seemed too anomalous as far as the numbers coming in. But then overnight, it was Reno. It was Washoe County that magically 60% of all the recent ballot dumps are coming in for the Democrat, Mostow, where it used to be 60% for Laxalt. Are you guys watching Washoe County, Nevada right now? Are you guys seeing these anomalies? Do you think that's where they're going to try to steal this Senate seat?
Well, I have not talked to him about Nevada, but I will say this. I think you need to look more of what votes are they counting. I believe they counted all the early votes. Remember, I said that's where most of the steal goes, in these early voting before the same day voting. So if they're counting in Nevada, I don't care if it's Clark County, Reno, wherever it is. If those people voted day of, I believe that you're going to have a big win in the Senate there.
And all right, Owen Schroyer, great questions. Thank you so much. You'll be host of the War Room 3 p.m. Central today, coming up in a few hours. Mike, we're almost out of time. Thank you for so much time. In 60 seconds, closing comments or any other key things you'd like to add?
Yeah, I would just like to tell everyone we are in it. It's absolutely awesome that the way things just laid out here, from these little mini miracles. We had all this machine problems, malfunctioning across our whole country, which made national and international news. That's huge for what we have to do in the future to get rid of them. And then we got the House, we're going to get the Senate. I believe we're going to get that. And then you're going to see Carrie Lake and Mark Fincham win in Arizona. That's the gateway. That'll be the prototype. The first thing they're going to do is say, we got these machines, got to go, and then it'll spread across our country. We're going to look back and we're going to say, when we get to this great place we're going, God had his hand in all of this. And if you look back, everything had to happen just the way it did. And with everybody having patience, because even the bad stuff is making people pour into the nonsense.
Exactly. As long as we don't give up, they lose. And over time, we're out of the boiling frog pot. We're awake now. Now we know we're under attack. We're getting stronger every day the longer we continue to fight. So again, people should go to mystore.com for all the great Made in America products, hundreds and hundreds of them. You brought in all these great American producers at mystore.com. Promo code Alex gets you the biggest discounts there are on the My Coffee, the pillows, everything at mystore.com. Mystore.com. And you've been a great sponsor for us, Mike Lindell, and you've been a bigger sponsor for American freedom. So we really, really appreciate you. And obviously, this is moving fast. We'll be watching Frank's speech at your show. Please join us again. And we just want to thank you for coming on with us.
Well, thank you. God bless you all. Well, keep the faith.
Yeah, so I think we're turning. I think the worm's turning. I totally agree with you that we're awake now. You're awake. You're in a hellish situation. At least you're awake. All right. Thank you so much, Mike Lindell.
Thank you.
There he goes. Mystore.com, promo code Alex, or mypillow.com, promo code Alex. Thank you, Mike Lindell. We'll be right back. Owen's got a little bit of an update. Then we're going to open the phones up the whole next hour. You got us the amazing sponsor a few years ago that have been great. The problem was everybody sold out of high quality, but at the same time, affordable sat phones. They finally got them back in. They also have this amazing Bivy Stick dongle that turns any phone into a sat phone. Spend a few minutes telling folks about InfoWarsPhone.com.
Well, first of all, anybody who's watched what happened in Florida absolutely saw people without power, people without communication. And the word when you lose communication is you panic. The nice thing about satellite phone store is the owners have dedicated themselves to making sure everyone can stay in touch with their loved ones if they understand how fragile the electrical grid is and also the cell phone communication grid. I'm told that there are hundreds of thousands of people without cell phones in Florida. And what was neat about Satellite Phone Store, Alex, they sent out vans and were finding people that had to communicate to let their loved ones know that they're alive. Communication in a survival situation is paramount. Not just just to be keeping in contact with your loved ones, but for information services. So the bivy stick obviously is satellite to satellite. You use your cell phone in airplane mode, but this is probably one of the neatest things there is. The difference between the bivy stick and satellite phone is a voice communication, but you're limited to the amount of text you can send. With a bivy stick, you can give messaging, and that's one of the things that's so important. And these are free just with a year contract. They have these satellite phones back in stock. You mentioned that. 1,000 of them, I believe, available at the end of October. They've got the bivy stick. The package comes with a free phone. They have a satellite uplinks. They have the storage battery, the power solar generators. In essence, they are a one-stop communication and electrical production facility.
Go to InfoWarsPhone.com or 941-955-1020. 941-955-1020. That's InfoWarsPhone.com or 941-955-1020. This is essential. Everybody needs this.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.